Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game. Once you get it.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We got things you can listen to, past podcasts of past interviews that I've done, thousands of those. You can read thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. And you can watch videos. We got lots of videos there, all of them around 3 minutes that or less that you can watch and learn some stuff about how to become better at your small business. All that's for free, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, and I want to talk about a group of people, some folks that I believe in very much. You know, there are two groups that I support wholeheartedly, unabashedly, unapologetically, out of control, passionately champion for chambers of commerce and community banks. Those two organizations, those two groups out there, if I help a chamber, I help hundreds of small businesses. If I help a community bank, I help hundreds of small businesses. That's a pretty good lever for me as the small business advocate. If I my role in life, my singular purpose in life professionally is to and really beyond professionally, it's my goal in life is to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful and to protect them from people who would get in the way of that. And so when I help, so I help small business owners, right? But if I help a chamber or if I help a community bank, I don't just help a small business, which both of those organizations essentially are small businesses, but I help their customers, their members, which is a pretty darn good use of my time. And so I want to, you hear me talk about chambers all the time. I believe that you should belong to your chamber of commerce. Because remember, the chamber of commerce is you. You own, you're one of the owners of the Chamber of Commerce. And the Chamber of Commerce is an entity, is a unique entity in the world, because the formation of that chamber is by all the stakeholders in the community, not just the business people, but also you've got academia at members of chambers, you've got government folks, you got financial folks, you got lots of different folks and members of the chamber. And that's an organization that can cut across all the barriers to help with education, with economic growth, quality of life, et cetera, et cetera. So please join your Chamber of Commerce. And then the other thing I want to talk about is your relationship with the community banks. I've been a partner. My community bank has been a partner of mine ever since I've owned my business for almost 25 years. And we have gone through thick and thin, good and bad, flush and not so flush. And I'm talking about some ugly times. Growing my business from nothing, from literally a blank sheet of paper with no capital. I talked about this earlier in the previous segment. Growing my business from absolutely nothing. Zero. I was actually less than zero. I owed money. I didn't have any money. I owed money. And even to the point where at one point in time I was bankrupt. I didn't take bankruptcy, but I fit the definition of bankrupt, of being bankrupt. And I just dug myself out one step at a time. Well, guess who was my partner during that whole time? Every step of the way, an abiding relationship that I had was with my community bank. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Over all that time and through all that, all those things that I and my business went through, no other financial institution other than a community bank would have been with me the way they were. Same people. Same people all the way down the line. And whenever I needed them, they were there. And one of the reasons why that was the case, because we have a relationship. What does a relationship mean? It means that I count on them, and they know that they can count on me. That I've already proven myself to be someone that they think they can count on. And so, in any relationship, you take risks, don't you? You trust people in a relationship. You trust them to do what you expect them to do. That's what happens in a banking relationship. I expect them to do what I think they will do, and they treat me the same way. And that has value, my friends. That has value in for your business and for you and for the future of your business. And this is why I tell you, please have at least one of your relationships. This is for you. This is not doing it for me. Do this for yourself, for your business. At least one of your banking relationships needs to be with a community bank, a locally owned, locally managed, local loan decisions about that your business makes, proposals your business makes for a loan. Those decisions are made locally without a computer. That's the definition of a community bank. And I encourage you to have at least one of your banking relationships with a community bank. I promise you, if you don't have one and you go do it, you'll thank me. We'll take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. We're going up around the
bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.